This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Delbert Sweet, Dalbert Sweet, date of birth 03/06/1942, date of appointment 8/29/2024, requesting a physician Joseph Sinchak, J-O-S-E-P-H-S-I-N-C-H-A-K. Dear Dr. Sinchak, I have the pleasure of seeing Delbert Sweet today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 82-year-old left-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the Alice Hospital on 8/13/2024. In the before admission, in the past few days, he was feeling intermittently hot and cold along with headache and cough. He shares that 2 days ago he passed out at the lunch table and reports prodrome of lightheadedness sensation. It was short-lived without post-event confusion. Then he told that while driving, sudden onset of similar lightheadedness that caused him to drive into the ditch as he was attempting to pull over. He is not sure that he had loss of consciousness, but he was dazed. In the Alice Hospital, MRI of the brain done, which shows acute infarct in the right occipital lobe and also few chronic micro hemorrhages in the left frontal, left parietal and left temporal lobes. Patient was seen by cardiologist. Also in the hospital, they found the coronary artery disease. He was seen by the cardiothoracic surgery also. Presently, he has a cardiac monitor. He was discharged home on 8/19/2024. Today he is here for follow up in my office. Since then he is doing good, no speech problem, no weakness, no numbness. Past medical history, hypertension, syncopal episode, cardiac arrhythmia. Coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, stent in the coronary arteries, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, fenofibrate, citalopram, isosorbide mononitrate, metoprolol, tamsulosin, omeprazole, azithromycin, simvastatin, aspirin 81 mg, nitroquist, clopidogrel, social history does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with a wife, have two children, family history, mother deceased due to cancer, father deceased. one sister disease, three brother, two disease, one due to cancer. A review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that patient has a dazed spell and passed out and had a stroke. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sour bowels on present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 82-year-old left-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, right occipital stroke. Number 2, chronic micro hemorrhages in the left frontal, left parietal and left temporal lobes. Number 3, syncope. Number 4, essential tremor. Number 5, decreased hearing on the both side. Next paragraph. His stroke and syncope can be due to his cardiac event like arrhythmia. Patient is under care of cardiologist for that. For stroke wise, he will continue to take simvastatin, aspirin, and clopidogrel. I would like to order the EEG. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.